Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Melissa Mangini, the editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We're taking a look first at takeaways from the Albany region's post-pandemic commercial real estate market. Give us a sense of what's happening there.
Yeah, the Business Review held a panel discussion recently with real estate executives to talk about the commercial real estate market in this region. The first takeaway is that office space needs and configurations are still being figured out. Property managers and landlords are still in discussions with tenants and clients about how soon they will be fully back in the office and what that'll even look like when they return. The vast majority of companies are still not ready to make a decision. Nancy Carey Cassidy of Peacock Companies said some firms are looking into a more, what she called, hotel style, where people share desks and mix office work and remote work. Another takeaway was the side effects of the pandemic is making it harder for projects to stay on budget, with the cost of construction materials 2 to 3 times more expensive than they were a year ago, including sheetrock and lumber. Beyond materials, Sonny Bonaccio of Bonaccio Construction said necessary appliances are also on back order, making it difficult to finish some projects. And finally, remote work has given the region an opportunity to win over some people from downstate or other large metro areas. You know, what started as maybe a second home upstate has turned into some executives thinking about relocating their whole business up here. Bonaccio said his last 3 management hires for his company have been people moving here from New York City. But he makes the point, we need to put our dollars together and really market this area for what it is and not be happy with calling it a best kept secret.
Finally, we've got some good news. Velan Studios has been named one of the 10 most innovative design companies.
Velan Studios is the Troy video game company owned by brothers Karthik and Guha Bala. Fast Company gave them the number 8 spot on a list of the most innovative design companies of 2021. Other notable companies on the list were Google and Adidas. Velan Studios was recognized for their Mario Kart Live home circuit game. The game allows players to design and construct courses in the real world and race remote controlled car in a mixed reality experience that blends the digital game with the real world on the Nintendo Switch system. Fast Company noted that it was especially impressive that Nintendo put one of its biggest franchises on the line to try it out. In February, Velan announced that its second project is the multiplayer dodgeball video game Knockout City for Electronic Arts. That game will be released in May.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us on Thursdays. For more, head to albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thank you.
Thanks.